this is the good news. Outer problems aren't going to cease, so we can stop wishing for that to happen. It's an unrealistic desire. And instead, while we're solving outer problems by the correct methods that we all know what they are, you don't need classes to solve outer problems. We know how to do that. It's the fact that we're not distinguishing what the real problem is that can be permanently solved, our own unpleasant feelings. So we need to encourage ourselves. So listen carefully. This part's not in the book. This comes from an oral teaching that Venerable Geshe-la gave some years ago. Listen carefully. If we solve our inner problem, our problem of unpleasant feeling, outer problems have no power to make us suffer. Doesn't matter what happens, unpleasant feeling doesn't come. That makes you so powerful to bring benefit to others. So I'm just going to say this again. If we solve our inner problem by the methods that we're going to learn, that's what the rest of the book is teaching us. If we solve our problems, our own unpleasant feelings, through applying the scientific methods Buddha teaches, particularly training in compassion and wisdom, outer problems, which are endless, have no power to interfere with us. They have no power to produce suffering. Outer problems don't produce suffering. It's the mind that produces suffering. If we learn how to train our mind, unpleasant feelings, painful feelings, discouragement, disappointment, depression, anger will stop coming because we've removed their cause. Then outer problems, whatever comes, our response is not to develop unpleasant feelings. How does that help anyway? It doesn't help. It just creates the impure world of suffering in which we live. So if we solve our inner problem, even if, and these are simple examples, our car's not working, our computer's not working, we have no problem. We have no problem. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We just fix it. So when we say the car has a problem, the computer has a problem, the house has a problem, that is simply mere name. Because the computer doesn't experience anything, does it? The car doesn't experience anything. So it's just a name. The car has a problem. The computer has a problem. All outer problems are mere name. So this is very deep. And I'm just saying it now because it's true. It's extraordinary. So, please understand, we're not saying don't repair the car, don't repair the computer, don't fix the financial difficulty, don't fix the house. But we understand they're fixed, they're solved by different methods. So, we need to know where our unpleasant feelings are coming from. So just in brief, they're coming from bad habits of mind, uncontrolled desire or attachment, anger, and in particular, a special type of ignorance called self-grasping ignorance. because of these three poisons in our mind, all unpleasant feelings are coming. So it's because we're attached to the computer working properly that we get upset when it doesn't. It's because we're attached to the house being comfortable and secure that we get upset when it needs fixed or when the car doesn't start. We have uncontrolled desire, attachment to the fulfillment of our own wishes that everything works perfectly all the time, which it never does. Therefore, we get unhappy. That's our problem.